wash your mirrors, show your face, smile and say hello, dear.
Sister girl, sister girl, sister girl.
Around me, wonder what makes you care, wonder what makes you stare. Into a nightclub, all your friends are in there. Is that really blonde hair? Why don't you play fair? You could be in Mayfair. You know my heart in seven pieces, not supposed to be that up there. Have to read the books again.
Just a girl, just a girl, just a girl.
Gotta be anymore, I haven't got a heart, I'm on the feelings getting my way.
Just a girl, just a girl, just a girl. You're not just a girl, just a girl, just a girl.
Did you think that I'd return emotions? All I need to love and die, you're gonna feel the same. Vice versa, love and pain, vice versa, love and pain. Did you think that I'd return emotions? All I need to love and die, you're gonna feel the same. Vice versa, love and pain, vice versa, love and pain. Rearranged, now I can't be sure again.
Just a girl, just a girl, just a girl. Just a girl, just a girl, just a girl.
Are we really happy or maybe just pretending? I can't tell the difference.
Just a girl, just a girl, just a girl. You're not just a girl, just a girl, just a girl.
I can have a new face, I can have a new body. I can have a new boy, I can have a new girl. I can have a new world. I can have a new face, I can have a new body. I can have a new boy. I can have a new girl, I can have a new world. I can have a twisted girl, I can have a twisted girl. Twisted girl, twisted girl, twisted girl.
This is Larkin, Texas. It's 29 September 2012, and I'm just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research page is titled Invisible Surf's Collar 2. You can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. In just a few, we'll be rejoined by attorney Robin Eubanks, publisher of one of my favorite resources for all things concerning current American education policy at invisiblesurfscollar.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area. Keep in mind that you're hearing Real Talk Radio, which means we don't screen callers. And we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, Sean, Glenn, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. That call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Please support our sponsors and consider making a donation to our pledge drive, republicbroadcasting.org presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network. And RBN is a unique, one-of-a-kind resource deserving of your support, ladies and gentlemen. But stay tuned for Robin. Following these messages.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Research notes are generally little more than links compiled each week in a Word document. But of late, I've taken only to publishing those most relevant to the live airing of this broadcast. So with that said, if ever you'd like to peruse them all, just send me an email with the title of the broadcast in the subject line to larkintexas@gmail.com. And I'll shoot them back at you. as an attachment. I want you all to take note on our research notes page today at larkintexas.blogspot.com. Some of the biographical information regarding our guest today, Robin, but also take note of some of the quotations and of that word, A-M-A-G-I, Amagi, which is a cuneiform inscription and the earliest known appearance of that word freedom or of that word liberty. This was taken from a clay tablet written about 2300 BC in Sumeria, in the present state of Iraq. I was struck by a few quotes this week, one in particular, and then I wound up creating another one of my own. It was Plato who said, "When the tyrant has disposed of foreign enemies by conquest or treaty, and there is nothing to fear from them, then he is always stirring up some war or other in order that the people may require a leader." And it is my habit, one from myself, to live a life is to interpret reality in such a way as to remain open to all the possibilities for how one's own life can be said to be well lived. Anything short of this presents an injustice of monumental and tragic proportions, not only for the individual, but for humanity as a whole. What do you think about that one, Robin?
Oh, well, I'm very partial to the representation of freedom that you have out there and how precious that is and how rare that is. As you know, most of what I write about is sort of a backdoor attack on freedom using education. And it's an area where there's almost complete control over who can teach, what gets taught, what the rules are, etc. And it's not where we're looking. We all assume that what went on in the past, what went on in colleges or our alma mater when we were there, what went on in K-12 when we were in school, is still what's going on right now. And we just take that as an assumption and we don't look further. And when there is a problem, we assume good intentions on the part of other people, and that's unfortunately not always true. Education makes a very effective social weapon, and people throughout history have known that, and somehow we've forgotten that here in the U.S., and we've sort of left ourselves wide open to having our values and attitudes change through the schools, and then we get young adults and we don't understand what happened and what changed and what's different. And I think that's what we're dealing with right now, all over the country. All over the world. If you talk to people in Europe or Canada, Australia, they're looking at much the same thing going on in their educational institutions. Their assumption that it's a public good, and they're discovering that that's not necessarily true. It should be true, but it's not necessarily factually true anymore.
Harkening back to our conversation last time, I was struck by this is what I was left with. I was left with the idea that the aims of these cretins are being accomplished rather by stealth, on the one hand, and by frankly, entrapment, particularly of the teachers, on the other. Do you think that observation has merit?
Yeah, the first attempt at what I call national ed reform that was radical in its purpose. It was political. It was designed to change the nature of what the American people believed and how they thought going forward was back in the 1960s. And it didn't turn out as everyone expected it was going to. And they discovered that the problem, there was actually the RAND Corporation did a five-year study that the federal government paid for, which means taxpayers paid for it, and it's called the RAND Change Agent Study. And it ran from 1973 to 1978. And what it was looking at is why didn't the purposes of the legislation get the end results we wanted? And what they discovered is that things went wrong at the school level and in the classroom level, that the teachers would close their door and teach the content, and that's not what they had in mind. So we see a lot of research coming out of the Change Agent Study basically trying to figure out how do we get the principals in the school and the teachers in the school to do what we want them to do and not what they want to do. And so people assume, for example, when they hear that there are effective teacher evaluations that are part of the Race to the Top initiative, now state law is changing to deny tenure, and they think that's a wonderful thing. Well, if the reason for taking away tenure and evaluating a teacher had to do with, are they a good teacher? Do they know their subject, and are they good at teaching the students? That would be one thing, but if you actually look at the knowledge, the criteria that they're using, what you discover is that the woman who wrote the outcomes-based education implementation handbook back in the 80s, mm-hmm. She then went on to write a teacher evaluation criteria on whether you were implementing pursuant to that outcomes-based education handbook. Well, her criteria are what's incorporated in most of the effective teacher evaluations out there. So people are assuming when they hear there's an effective teacher evaluation that it must be trying to find out, does she know math and is she good at teaching it? No. It's looking to see if the teacher is engaging in the kind of learner-directed classroom where the focus is not on teaching this content, teaching the subject, but rather using the classroom to try to get at the students, get at their values, find out what their beliefs are, what are their attitudes, and start the process of changing them. And so
these cretins have no mind whatsoever to transmit content relative to what we used to call education. They are merely interested in how they can, frankly, indoctrinate or acculturate these students to, frankly, what I view as something that's un-American.
Well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with that, and I've read enough of it that they seem to think the U.S. Constitution is something that they can override through the classroom, so that it would still exist in fact, but it wouldn't be anything in their way.
Hold on there, Robin. Let's take a break. We'll pick up after this.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Everything knows in this world, so much to learn next to who I want. Forever I want, whatever Jack not feels right. Even at the blankets I want, forever I want. And just across the days in your address book, sticks in wet and sticks in my back, make me feel as false as you know.
Just now joining us, we're visiting today with Miss Robin Eubanks, the creator of InvisibleSurfsCollar.com. Robin speaks to education issues, especially to policy issues. And in my mind, there are few better schooled as to what's really going on than she is. Robin, did you want to pick up on any points before we go forward?
Yeah, we talked briefly about how you get control over what the teacher and the ability to prevent them from just closing the door and teaching the content. With respect to the school, there's something called a professional learning community that's being imposed. And basically the idea is sort of using the herd instinct to put pressure on any teachers who are not wanting to follow the model. And then the third way of changing the schools is there's a degree called the Educational Leadership Degree. And most people would assume that that would be about, you know, being a good administrator, how to run a school. But it's not. It's really credentialing principals and superintendents in this political vision for education and what John Dewey described as a reconstruction vision, and with its goal being changing society, changing the U.S. politically, changing the nature of the economy away from capitalism. And so that's the nature of the educational leadership degree now. So that's, we have a problem in that our assumptions from when we grew up on what the appropriate definitions are, what degrees mean, what must be going on, are all frequently about 180 degrees from what's really going on out there right now.
Well, I have to say that, you know, as one who doesn't even have children, I am just astonished. However, I should have known that something was amiss. You know, I have a niece, about 27, I think, now, today. This young lady is, she's imbued with two college degrees. And the last I heard, she was changing bedpans through some program of the AmeriCorps. And I have conversations with her, and it's like I'm somehow not connecting. And this is tragic, because I don't even know that my late brother was even aware, or my sister-in-law, what was happening in the schools. In fact, I'm certain of it. But I want to draw up, we have a couple of callers on the line, Robin. I want to somehow get to remedies and solutions or possibilities for these things. How do we fight back at some point in today's broadcast? But I want to draw you and the listeners' attention to an article in the New York Times yesterday entitled State of Disunion. State of Disunion in the New York Times. And in it, the writer references E.J. Dionne's recent book called Our Divided Political Heart. And of course, E.J. Dionne was a former Rhodes Scholar, and he went to Oxford, and he's totally on board with the communitarian agenda. Most communitarians on the left, as we understand, they describe individualism as radical. And they regard these people as somehow un-American. Mm-hmm. They're all pirates. They're betrayers of the public trust. And they are swallowed up by runaway greed. But I'll finish up those thoughts on the other side and ask your comment. And stay tuned, callers, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This, folks, communitarians not only have swallowed the Communist Manifesto hook, line, and sinker. That would be those on the so-called left. But the other half has embraced corporatism, so-called free trade, free markets. Hence, we the people never escape from dialectical conflict. affect those bankers and their coterie of enablers in the driver's seats of control and power must surely relish. Until we awaken the sleeping giant, ladies and gentlemen, we will remain divided and conquered. And just to conclude my brief comments, Robin, for the listeners, if they'll do a search for these words, Mencken, as in H.L. Mencken, M-E-N-C-K-E-N, those keywords, Mencken on psychology. A quick article written by Dave Martin, dcdave.com, references H.L. Mencken's work, The Genealogy of Etiquette, where he slams the soft scientists, particularly the psychologists and the sociologists. And I would ask you to also look into that word obscurantism once more and perhaps read some of the reviews of the book entitled Nudge, co-authored by President Obama's information commissar, Cass Sunstein. But I'd like to hear your comments before bringing up the callers, Robin.
Well, I was thinking you were talking about Mencken's comments on the soft sciences. One of the concepts that comes up a lot in what I'm doing involves trying to use behavioral sciences and the social sciences to change values and attitudes and feelings, because that's what drives behavior. And basically, it's a means of it's systems thinking as well, which is being pushed in the classroom. And you change what the students believe. So actual reality isn't what guides them. It's their belief system that's sort of been erroneously created. And it tracks back to what Friedrich Hayek, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, wrote about scientism, which is when you try to take the natural sciences and make that and create that level of predictability in the, via the social sciences. And the only way you can do that is to somehow make human behavior predictable, which is why both systems thinking and outcomes-based education, when you get down into what they're really pushing, it always, always, always comes down to values, attitudes, beliefs, and feelings. So that's a way to effectively target behavior. So when they're not with you, they're out of the room, they're somewhere else, you still have a pretty good idea what's driving them, because you know what feelings you fostered in the classroom. You know what things you taught them to worry about in the classroom. You taught them to believe that everything they did will impact somebody else necessarily, and therefore they always need to take everyone else into consideration before they do something. And
Well, don't we do this naturally, though, Robin, as human beings? I mean, come on. Do we – I mean, I don't think that we discount communal spirit. I mean, I think this is just very natural. The problem is that we have this huge government apparatus that insists that we be dependent, codependent, or interdependent, and thereby – disallowing independence of or freedom of thought and mind.
They want to come up with a common good. They want to dictate what that common good is going to be, instead of having the individual out in the field look around and go, I can see what's going on. I can see what's needed. I know the set of facts. That's what they're trying to interfere with. And their dictated common good probably not going to be the same common good that a independent individual out in the field looking at what's really going on would come up with. And
no, a free man in the future is going to be ostracized and made to feel like a criminal.
Well, actually, in one of the I call him the scheming prof, and I was reading his plans that it's probably from the early 90s this week, and he kept making disparaging remarks about methodological individualism. Instead of rugged individualism, he called it methodological individualism.
In other words, really, they're somehow scheming and conniving and up to no good.
Right, but I was really tempted to start signing my name methodological individualist, since he seemed to think that that was the ultimate insult, is to actually think for yourself. And
oh, you heretic, you. You heretic.
You know, let's face it, who cooperates more? Somebody that's trying to get you to voluntarily part with your own money, there's nothing that encourages cooperation more than that. There's nothing
it's the most natural thing in the world. It's called, some may call it mutualism, but I don't think we need to make it the law in government and then force it upon people.
And there is nothing that is less likely to create cooperation than the coercive power of the government, where there's no downside. I mean, one of the problems with education is there's no downside for pushing these bad ideas.
Yeah, of course, the average student today at school is taught to believe that he can't do a damn thing unless he partners with the government or gains permission from someone. Yes?
I think there's no question that one of the things that they're cultivating, I think you hear that term consensus over and over and over again. You're led to believe that you have to reach agreement among everybody at the table. Well, there are some ideas that are so bad, they don't deserve to be on the table and getting pulled away. So it's like, no, so frequently when there's an obligation to reach consensus, you're taking illegitimate ideas, bringing them, putting them on the table, and pushing the good ideas where you have to give way.
So, you know what? If I was with these kinds of creatures, I would be calling science fraud at every turn. I really would, because they claim that they utilize the scientific method in every aspect of society. You know, when I look at things like scientism, I'm mindful that these people always have their hand out. They're no different than these other people that call themselves experts and thought leaders, the sociologists, the behaviorists, the bioethicists, and so forth. I'm telling you, I almost think, frankly, we ought to do away with the public school system. After all, in America, it was founded by an avowed socialist anyway.
I have a feeling that when all the facts are known, we probably will end up devolving towards some type of voucher system. And I didn't start off with that belief. In fact, I didn't really start off pushing anything other than trying to figure out why I was hearing so many false stories, and I investigated. But I was just on the break looking at something in my inbox, and it was describing chili, and that 60% of the students in Chile are now in private schools with vouchers, and how happy everyone is. They privatized the pension system down there, and they've privatized schools, and it's part of what's driving that very strong economy down there.
I think these kids ought to just stay home and, heck, just, you know, hook themselves up to a damn computer and be done with it, and have the parents oversee what their kids are learning that way. I think, frankly, we need to empty these public schools and just use them for something else. But would you like to bring some callers up while we still have some time, Robin?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, Richard in Washington.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'd like to present a concept of what I look at as the kernel of truth of history. And I look at history as an onion. Essentially, there's a kernel of truth, and then it's wrapped by layer after layer after layer after layer of revisionist lies. And I believe the kernel of truth is there's two ways that animals and humans interact. One is a tribal situation, and you have a nomadic hunter-gatherer tribe of between 50 and 200 individuals. They all see eye to eye. They're interactive. They have a unifying spiritual orientation, and they have no written dogma. Now, when that tribe gets bigger, it has one of two choices. It can either divide into another small tribe, or it can become a herd. And a herd needs an alpha leader. It needs a religion or dogma to provide cohesiveness. And you were mentioning herds. I believe when the population became asymptotic in the 1800s, we now went to a herd system, and we are, that herd system is led by an interbreeding sociopathic tribe, I call them. And basically what they do is control us with a herd mentality, an alpha leader mentality. And basically, unless we go back to a tribal mentality with the reduction of population, which they're trying to do, and I think that, though I don't believe in their method, I think they're taking the right course, I think the whole game is kind of like over.
Go ahead, Robin.
Well, I don't really agree with that, but I'll tell you, one of the things that my research turned up is because the tribal approach turns up as being a panacea that's put out there, is there is no place in the world where envy is stronger than it is in tribes. And in groups like certain Native American groups, certain parts of the Pacific where the tribe is still very strong, they don't want anyone to get ahead. And there is very much a spirit that you never get beyond self-sufficiency. You still have the problem with famine. So the idea of our current level of prosperity requires getting beyond that tribal approach. You have to get to a certain level of population where everybody didn't know each other, and then it became okay to work harder or come up with a good idea that benefited other people. And the tribe treats everything as a zero sum game. That if you get ahead, it must have been at somebody else's expense. And so the prosperity never comes out of a tribe situation. So what
forgive me. Let's bring in Art too after you conclude your comments. If you don't mind, Robin, and Richard, go ahead and conclude your remarks, and I'm going to ask Art to come into the conversation.
You want me to conclude, or you want to...
No, I think you made your point very well just now.
Okay.
But, Art, what have you to say?
Well, I hadn't quite thought about the whole tribe thing. I'm actually a member of a clan, and, well, to be honest with you, it actually works quite well, I've found. Because our attitude is quite simple. If you're not productive and contributing to the ultimate goal, then you have no place being among us. It's that simple. So everybody pulls their weight. Everybody, you may, one day you'll be doing this, next day you'll be doing that. Basically, you do whatever you want to do. But
we're having trouble hearing you there, Art.
Anyway, to get on what I called about, you were talking about education.
Mm-hmm.
I saw not long ago a very interesting piece. It was called Cultural Marxism, The Corruption of America. And it addressed this, it addressed the very issue of education. And I'm of the conviction that if we simply just did completely away with the school system as it is and go back to something more along the lines of, and Lark, I've talked to you before, bro. I know how you feel about, communities and things like that. But in the day, back in the day, you had the community, town, whatever you want to call it. They had their own school, and the parents were in control of what their children were being taught. As long as it was the truth and it was honest and it was up front, the parents never had a problem with it. They didn't get any money from the federal government. They didn't get any money from the state. They actually took care of their teachers by providing them a home and things like this. So there was no agenda behind educating the child other than providing them with the truth and what they needed to know to survive. They taught them reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, and then from there on, the parents taught the children the trades and the skills that were necessary to continue life after their education. We're not educating our children anymore. We're training our kids. And I have a problem with the word kids because they're not livestock. They are human beings. And as long as we continue to refer to them as livestock, we shouldn't be surprised when the government treats them as livestock.
Well, we're already regarded as livestock from the moment of our births, unfortunately, because of this, you know, the social contract, the construct of government. We're enslaved by a transnational, transgenerational cabal of counterfeiters, and have been for 400 years. I'm telling you, the way I look at it, I think the way medicine is going is going to be the way that education is going to go, because any parent, I fear, that learns of what's going on in public education today is going to withdraw. But hold on, folks. We'll pick up after this commercial break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Find your lefty poison.
So, Robin, what is one to do? At once, they don't want to be ostracized from the community. But on the other hand, why would anybody want to be bred to be a good slave? Any solutions or remedies that you can think of?
The best solution I know of is exactly what I'm trying to do, which is to bring the sunlight in so that people begin to recognize that things have changed, what these terms actually mean. The caller brought up, the parents. Back in the 60s, there was a report called the Coleman Report, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, and it concluded that the number one correlating fact with how kids do in school has to do with the education level of the mother. And so they came up with the argument that if your socioeconomic level is impacting what goes on in school, then that means an academic focus discriminates against people from different socioeconomic levels. Therefore, other things should be the focus of the school. Now, we know that they really wanted other things to be the focus of the school all along, but that becomes the beginning of this idea that academics are inequitable. And yet academics are what nurtures that sense of individuality and independence. So until we get a better understanding of what the underlying drivers are in the changes that have taken place, where the poisons are coming from, what the desired ends are, we're going to remain sort of in this spiral that has real economic consequences. You were describing your niece. Well, you've got people going to college, but they're not getting marketable knowledge and skills. And I don't mean that they're getting a vocational training. I happen to believe that a solid liberal arts education can be of great value because you learn to write, you learn how to think, and you learn how to synthesize. And a lot of employers that would love that ability in someone they want to hire. And so you get that expectation that because you have a college degree, you're going to have a middle class lifestyle available to you, but honestly, you don't have much to sell other than your time. And so I think we've got to appreciate what's going on in college, because as bad as things are, what's on the horizon in terms of the reforms that this administration has put out in various documents, including something called the Crucible Report, and then there's something else called the Luminous Foundation. It's called the Diploma Qualifications Profile. It's talking about radically remaking the nature of college and making it so much worse than it is
well,
now.
Well, do you know something, Rob? We've got to have you back. This is too important to ignore.
Yeah, definitely.
We just can't enslave Americans into the future, and we've got to draw the line somewhere and determine where we make our stand. But I appreciate you callers, ladies and gentlemen, Robin's.